Gotham is on a knife edge,
but I won't let it fall apart without a fight.
My name's James Gordon. I'm a detective.
My name's Bruce Wayne.
I will find the man who did this.
What's up, y'all? It is Mike of iWatchMike.com. It is time for another episode of Talking Gotham, where me and my friend sit down and talk about the latest episode of Gotham that hits Fox every Monday night. It's perfect timing because we're going to review last week's episode, Look Into My Eyes, and then tonight a new episode airs on Fox, which I'm pretty excited, and so is Amy of the VRO.com. What's up, Amy?
Yes, I am super excited. Nothing much is going on in my life other than I celebrated my 35th birthday yesterday. We actually have been celebrating all weekend.
Yeah, you still do that at 35?
Yes.
Really? One day is good.
No.
I
you gotta have like you gotta have activities. You gotta go outside. We went to a haunted corn maze. Your name came up a lot.
I'm sure it did. When all you girls get together, y'all all talk crap about me.
No, it was all good stuff.
Whatever.
It was all good stuff. And Brancy is like, I really can't believe you haven't told Mike what happened to her in Los Angeles yet. Because she was like, Mike hasn't brought it up yet. So I was like, you know what? I'm going to tell Mike today, but I'm not going to tell you on air.
Oh,
I'll
God.
Tell you off air.
You got
and
some.
And then you can bring it.
Hold on.
Yeah, I'll tell you. You want me to tell you now?
You got some booty. You got booty?
No.
Oh.
No.
All right, let's talk about Gotham
no.
then.
It's better than that, Mike. It's better than that.
All right, so you know what? The people want to know now because, see, I thought you finally got some booty. If you haven't got it.
It happened to Brancy. Not the booty. But she's so scared that I'm going to tell you this. So I'm going to tell you.
Yes, let's tell us now.
We were in Los Angeles for Comic-Con.
Yes.
We were in San Diego, but we went to Los Angeles.
Right.
Anyways, we're at dinner with a couple of my LA friends.
Okay.
And so we're sitting there and I'm telling them stories
this
and everybody's laughing.
This better be good.
And then I look over at Brancy and she's throwing up in her purse.
She's throwing up in her purse?
Yes, she just starts laughing, but she was sick. In her defense, she was sick, so she was basically choking.
Is she pregnant? Was she pregnant?
No.
That sounds like morning sickness to me. That's what that sounds like. She was. So hold on a second. So y'all are at dinner after Comic-Con back to LA, and she just starts laughing so hard that she just starts throwing up.
She throws up, and it lands all over my shoe and in my foot. And I kept that a secret up until today because she was like, I can't believe you haven't told Mike. And I was like, well, guess what?
Now all the Gothamites. I don't know how that's better than sex, but okay. Oh, I cannot wait to bring this up. This is going to be
exactly.
awesome.
It's going to be fun.
All right.
Sorry, Brancy. Love you. Bye.
All right. So now let's tell Gotham now. There isn't any throwing up in this episode.
Yes, there was a little for me.
I bet it was. You know what? I just rewatched it before getting you on the Skype. And I have it broken down to characters. But I have to jump into this straight in the beginning. Before I say anything, people, spoilers, spoilers, spoilers. So if you haven't watched, you better do something.
If you haven't watched, we gave you a week.
Yeah, there you go. Falcone! Don Falcone is back!
I'm so super happy about that, but I'm a little pissed off.
Whoa.
Let me tell you why I'm pissed off.
Okay, go for it.
My theory is that Lee has just put herself conveniently in Falcone's life by dating his son to get something either for Jim or to – she just needs to go.
I have no idea what the hell you're talking about because I'm
– Lee is dating
I know.
Falcone's
I know.
Son.
So you think that's all a scam to help Jim get something?
Yes. That's all a scam, so she can get into Gotham somehow. That is all a scam. She ain't loving that guy. I mean, come on.
I don't see that. But I do. I was shocked at the end of it because I was like, oh, and then Falcone's is like, he's just like straight up staring her eyes, like, you know what? You have a pretty face. I was like, oh, damn, Falcone's giving it to you. My thing was during that whole part there is. It's obvious that I mean, it's obvious that Falcone doesn't trust her.
Yeah.
And it's obvious to me, I think, that he believes that she still has feelings for Jim Gordon.
Mm-hmm.
And there's history there because Falcone was friends with his dad. So this is going to put, I think Falcone might see something like, this is just drama. Like, this bitch is drama. That's what I think it is. Like,
yeah,
Jim is like a son to me in a sense kind of way. And then I have my real son and this girl is coming in between. It's just going to be a hot mess. And I think Falcone knows and wanted to put it out there. But my thing is where's Lee's morals now? Like, wasn't she like riding Jim? This was the first episode. Now, you've never been a big fan of Lee since day one.
No.
I've been a fan of her until this episode because I was like, you gave Jim so much crap about just being moral. And then she's like, it wasn't even like she knew Falcone was his dad. Like, I was like, okay, maybe she's going to be shocked. Maybe she's going to be like, oh, you didn't tell me Falcone. Like, she knows that Falcone was
exactly.
The bad guy.
She knows that Falcone is the what? Well, was
right, or could be still.
He probably still is.
Yeah.
He's got to be. You know, Gotham's mob. He ran Gotham.
Yeah. So I don't know.
And where's the? Did she lose the baby?
I have no. I think she did, didn't she? I think didn't they say? Didn't you tell me that she lost the baby?
I don't remember.
Yeah, so I don't know. But it was great seeing Falcone. I was so excited because he's one of my favorites. And I loved how he was just giving her the third, like just staring mm-hmm. at her
He
eyes.
Knows. He knows something's up.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Let's see here. Another favorite part of mine. Barbara gets hypnotized by...
Let me tell you something. I am never going to get hypnotized ever again.
You have been hypnotized before?
Yes.
You seem like... You seem like you'd be very weak-minded and you'd be able to bark like a dog. I'm just saying. Just saying. And I'm guessing they made you do weird stuff? Come on. Tell us the truth. Come on.
Yeah.
Okay, there you go.
But it was at like a Renaissance Festival, so...
Oh, even worse. You got exactly, hypnotized right? at the Renaissance Festival.
It's a couple of years ago, so.
Oh my God! So did they make you like bark and hop on one leg?
No, it wasn't anything like that. I was the doctor, and my boyfriend was actually the one giving birth.
Are you sure this was at the Renaissance and not like in the bedroom?
I'm positive.
Okay, just making sure. Well, yeah, Barbara gets hypnotized, and oh God, that was hilarious. What's his name? Tetch. Denies her love and she breaks that glass and almost mm-hmm. literally cuts his throat. Oh, I do. Tabitha. Oh, yeah. That was hilarious and hot.
She doesn't deal with rejection.
Yeah. That was hot and hilarious all at the same time. I hope they show more of the girls at the club. I'm
yeah,
a big fan. Yeah.
They bring something great. And did you know that she's, I think she wanted to get hypnotized like that because she wants, you know, Gordon to be hypnotized.
Well, it's obvious. Have you seen the commercial for tonight?
No, I haven't.
Oh, yeah, there's going to be some stuff going on. I think Tetch and Jim go face to face again. It looks like guns are drawn. Mm-hmm. He visits Barbara, so there's some stuff going on this episode tonight, which I'm excited.
And he is creepy.
Yeah, he's. I call him the Wolf.
Yeah.
Yeah, because he's. If anybody watches The Walking Dead, he was in The Walking Dead. He's a really good Mad Hatter. This dude is...
Yes, he is.
This dude is freaky. Like, he's not even, you know, like, he's not scary like some of the monsters. You just... And then when he's hypnotizing, his pupils get dark. Did you notice that?
Yes.
Yeah, it's kind of freaky. Like, I think he's great. This guy here, I don't know his name. I didn't look it up, but kudos.
And we're going to call him the Wolf.
Yes.
As long as he's on Gotham, he's going to be known as the Wolf.
The Wolf.
You have to learn, Mike and I, we stick with where we see the person the first, and then that's their name through every TV show, movie they're in.
He could do a porn, and I'd be like, that's the Wolf.
That's the Wolf.
That's
exactly.
The Wolf. of course, the Wolf has a sister, Alice. What do you think her deal is? Do you think do you think something's in her saliva?
Yeah, something's in her blood because she was like, "You didn't get my blood on you, did you?" And
yeah, so she's got some kind of it reminded me of the X-Men. What's her face? What was her name? That you couldn't kiss her.
Rogue.
Yeah, Rogue. Yeah. So something's up with her. They do show her in tonight's episode a lot. So I don't know. I don't know what's gonna happen with that. But that whole her kissing that one dude and him. And it didn't seem like it killed him. It just enraged him.
No, he just went crazy.
It's like 28 days later. Did you ever see that movie?
Yes, he went
It's
psycho.
kind of like that. So I don't know what's up with her stuff. And speaking of crazy, let's talk about Emo Bruce.
My goodness, like, what is this kid?
He's a little evil fucker, isn't he? He
Yeah.
just has that. He reminds me of a Damien version. Like he's like Damien from
Y
like The Devil.
Exactly like that. Now I thought that he was gonna be like this, soft-spoken child. Like he came in and Bruce was gonna have to take him under his wing. But no, he is Damien.
Yeah, he is. He's the evil side of Bruce. Yeah, I think it's all a front, or either he's learning as he goes. No, I don't know. I think he already has a
He's
plan.
probably learning as he goes, but he had a problem before he started learning.
Well, yeah, I think he had a plan. Like he knew he was going to go to Bruce's and he was going to play this role. But I think he is learning as he goes. But his main goal was to go and become Bruce Wayne, and we see that finally at the end. I mean, the dude doesn't feel any pain, so I'm wondering what his story is. He's got a big scar on the back of his neck. Alfred doesn't trust him, and finally at the end of this, Bruce doesn't either, since he steals the car and goes and gets Selina. What do you think? Do you think they're actually just going on a ride and he wants to be friends with Selina, or should we be worried that Emo Bruce wants to do something bad to Selina?
Well, I'm not sure if he's gonna try to do something bad. He's probably just got a crush.
You think?
Yeah.
Why? It's obvious, and it's obvious that Bruce definitely put out his crush feel. You see him, how he grabbed the hand? It was like, "You can talk to me. You can talk." Boy, he wanted to make out with her. I thought they were gonna kiss, hands down.
Haven't they already?
Have they?
I thought they have. Maybe it was just a little peck.
I don't remember. I know he did a lot of kissing with what's her face, Galaban's niece,
Silver.
Silver. She was a little hottie too, if I was Bruce. But still, Bruce was an idiot. I even wrote in my notes, "Idiot Bruce." He should have kissed her, or he should have helped her.
He definitely should have helped her.
You know, I mean, like, come on, Emo Bruce. You could have just locked him in a little
But
closet.
do you think Selena's gonna know? Do you be like, whoa, wait a minute, you're not Bruce Wayne?
Well, you know what? I think she's gonna think that something's up with him, but she doesn't have an idea that he's got a doppelganger like Elena, you know? So unless Bruce tries, and I don't know if Selena has a phone, so it's not like Bruce can call. I mean, they have no clue where he's at, so it's not like they can warn her. So I think she's just gonna be like, "What the hell is your problem?" Because she sensed it right off the bat, like there's something up with you. So I don't know. I guess we'll have to see. I'm worried for Selena, but you know what? She can handle her own. So if he tries anything on her, I mean, but the thing about it is, she can defend herself. But this dude, he was punching, he was going blow to blow with Alfred, and doesn't feel pain. So even if Selena does something to him, he's not gonna feel it. So, what
No.
do you think about the whole thing of Penguin running for mayor?
I love it.
I think it's
Can he
good.
run for president?
You know what? I would vote for the Penguin if he
I would
ran
too.
against Hillary and Trump.
I would too.
I so would. So he's running for mayor, which is gonna be interesting to see how that plays off. And then, of
He's
course,
gonna win.
we get a little of the Riddler at the end.
I love it. I love that he's like, so I'm sane.
You know what? And
He's
I
questioning.
wrote down here in my notes, even though he was only in like 2 minutes of this episode, he still rocked it. I mean, just
He did.
everything that he did, and then to see Penguin's head pop out of the window, and so yeah,
Yeah.
that's gonna be interesting how that plays off. So I'm glad we get to see Riddler finally out. I don't know. I don't know if you think the Riddler's gonna go after Jim.
I don't think he's gonna go after Jim.
So you think he's gonna
No.
stay focused and help Penguin become the mayor?
Yeah. I think he's gonna stay focused. But he's gonna have his own little stuff on the side.
Right.
'Cause, even though that little piece of paper says he's clear and he's good and he's not insane, we all know different.
He's a little cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs. I have in my notes here, Valerie Vale uses Jim for sex.
I love that because it's normally in most relationships, it's normally the guy just walking out and the girl's like, well, do you want breakfast? Blah, 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 blah.
I don't know what you're talking about,
But
what part of the world you're from. I know a lot of girls that are just like, "Thank you, see you later, deuce."
I know a lot of girls like that too, but it was nice because Jim's never had that, so
No,
he was a
no.
little shocked.
Yeah, he was definitely shocked, and he was actually almost trying to be like, "Hey, I can stop at Bed Bath & Beyond and get some potpourri and make my apartment smell a little bit nicer. But she's like, nah, it was fun. Oh, it was a lucky bastard, too. Damn.
I know you love Jamie.
Yes,
love her forever.
I do, and I love Valerie Vale. I would have been like, cool, you know, just you got my number. Just hit me up if you need a story. Hint, hint. So do you think Jim is over Lee? She has no clue that he went and traveled over to the house and saw through the window. Because you notice at dinner, she even says, Jim's moved on, I've moved on. I think that if she finds out that he went over there, she's still going to come back to him. And I think that's what Falcone is seeing also.
Yeah, I mean, she can say she's moved on and, you know, her being back in Gotham is kind of like, yeah, I've moved on. I can be here and be in the same room with Jim. But I still think there's something up with her.
Yeah, something's... I don't know. I don't know if it's evil like what you're saying. I think she's just trying to... I think she's just like, I've moved on, but you know what? I'm going to go work at the GCPD because we're cool. It's messy. It's messy. And once again, Falcone knows this chick is drama.
Yeah.
And it's going to be a headache. He's like, I know Falcone has done his homework that she's back at the GCPD. And I know Jim goes there frequently to collect his money. So you're just going to cause drama for my son.
Mm-hmm.
And then I'll be forced to kill you, Lee.
Yes. Do it, Falcone. Do it.
All right. So this episode rocked. Scale of 1 to 10. What'd you give it?
10.
Give it a 10?
Yes. Even though she's back, I give it a 10. Gotham has not let me down at all.
Yeah, I would agree. I give it a 10. And I love the fact that I was a big fan of Lee since day one. And then this episode really triggered me. I was like, what are you doing, chick?
Mm-hmm.
So, everything. You got a little bit of everybody and everything, and tonight's episode's going to be, it's going to be crazy. Guns drawn, like I said earlier. Looks like Bruce puts the gun to his forehead. Freaking Barnes tells Bullock that Jim's going to get him killed one day. It's drama, drama, drama.
I think he will.
No.
Yeah, I do. I think you will.
I don't think, you know what, if I don't think that Jim would get Bullock killed, I think Bullock, the cool friend he is, would take a bullet for Jim. I can see Bullock jumping in front of a bullet and saving
Jim. Yeah, I kind of wish you were like that.
Who? For you?
Yeah.
No, I wouldn't jump in front of a bullet for you.
I know, you would push me in front of you.
Yes. Hello, I've got a, you know, I've got, I have a son. You just have, like what?
I have three nephews.
That doesn't count. That's different. You hang out with people who throw up on you. Like, what? You don't need to be here anymore. You know, be like, I'll take care of your stuff.
Take care of everybody.
Yeah. No, I won't take everybody. I'll like take care of your stuff. Like,
I don't have that much stuff.
See? That's why I'm here for you. All right. So tonight a new episode airs on Fox. You and I are going to get together tomorrow. And
yes.
Review that episode. I'm excited. I love Gotham. Just like you said, Gotham hasn't let down since it's returned. It never does.
Not like some folks. Some folks on Fox Network.
Oh gosh. Yeah. Here we go. I think we're done. Well, thanks for that bit of the of information on Brancy.
Yeah. Sorry for the listeners, like, what the hell that was. But I had to tell Mike because I know on either, The Walking Dead show, he's gonna bring
it up. Oh, I'm going to bring it up now. But, you know, yeah, this is going to be cool. This is going to be cool. And I still think she's pregnant then. So that's it, people. We're done. Don't forget, people, if you want to check out more of our stuff, we're available on iTunes. Go to iTunes, search Talking Gotham, and we're there. Or if you don't have iTunes, audioboom.com/channel/iWatchMike. That's where a lot of my shows are at. I've got a blog, iWatchMike.com. You can find everything there. Mike the Movie Guy on Twitter, Instagram. My Facebook is iWatchMike, Snapchat. Everything is on iWatchMike.com. So go there and check out the stuff. Amy, I know you do a lot of writing on your blog and you're voicing and telling secrets of people throwing up. Where can people find you?
They can go over to thevro.com. That is our website. They can personally follow me on Twitter. It's AmyVRO. And then our website, Twitter, is thevro.
Oh, and don't forget, if you jump, shout outs to Gotham Addicts out there. Yes, people follow them on Twitter. If you're a fan of Gotham, they do a lot of stuff and they got some cool stuff. But the good shows, if you get on, download the app, it's free. If you're old school, Get Glue or TV Tag, All you got to do is download the free app, Good Shows. I have nothing to do with it. I'm just somebody on there that likes to talk stuff about movies and TV. You can find me at Mike the Movie Guy. And then, Amy, you're Variety Radio Online on Good Shows, right?
Yes.
Cool.
Yes.
All right, people. Have a good one. We'll talk to you tomorrow. Thanks for all the shares, likes, all that good stuff. And that's it. So we'll be back later. Peace.
Gotham is on a knife edge.
But I won't let it fall apart without a fight.
My name's James Gordon. I'm a detective.
My name's Bruce Wayne.
I will find the man who did this.